Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, May 16th, 2019. On this day in 1888, Nikola Tesla delivered a lecture describing the equipment which allowed efficient generation and use of alternating currents to transmit electric power over long distances. A residential building on Falkenhagenerstrasse has been dominating the news for days. There is a member of an Arab clan, Abdul Qadir O, who has been terrorizing his neighbors for years with verbal or SMS threats, throwing eggs, and damaging property. The tenants of the house suspect that they will be removed from the building so that the clan can take over their apartments because O is related to the infamous R extended family. Clan chief Issa R denies knowing of such methods, however, stating to the Berliner Zeitung, quote, "This is an idiot. We do not take people's property by force." The head of the approximately 500-member-strong family R says that he has nothing to do with this clan in Spandau. He finally wants peace and added that a procedure like the one in Spandau had not been approved by him, adding that, quote, "You don't threaten your neighbors. You lose respect with such behavior." However, the inhabitants of the house do not believe that Issa R. wants nothing to do with the Spandau events. A woman from the house is sure to have seen him a few days ago together with Abdul Qadir O., stating, quote, "They were sitting on a park bench and were probably just discussing how to proceed." The residents of the building on Falkenhagenerstrasse are fed up with the constant terror and remarked that going public was their last step. CDU faction leader Burkhard Dreger praised the residents' civil courage on Tuesday. He renewed his demand for the establishment of an anonymous tip telephone line against clan crime, adding that many other witnesses were often intimidated and put under pressure by the clans. The Berlin AfD wants to punish marijuana smokers on the streets of the capital with high fines in the future. On Tuesday, AfD interior expert Carsten Voldeit said that he could imagine a fine of 500 euros for those who carry the tiniest amounts of marijuana or smoke it in public, adding that the red-red-green handling of the subject is much too casual. Whether at the Gorli or Kotpasser Tor, Voldeit said the conditions in Berlin are incomprehensible for a, quote, "normal mind," and, quote, "drug use and trafficking is a criminal offense. There's nothing to shake." At the moment, you can be caught in Berlin with a self-consumption quality of 15 grams and not be fined. The background to this regulation is that the police and judiciary are already overburdened and the prosecution of small drug offenses consumes large resources due to their frequency. The AfD wants to downgrade the possession of marijuana from a criminal offense to an administrative offense, but then impose massive fines. This would require an amendment of the Administrative Offenses Act and the drawing up of a catalog of fines. According to the AfD's plan, not only police officers could distribute fines to the smokers, but also employees of the public order offices, clearing the police and justice system. However, per reporting, employees of the public order offices are not trained for this and are usually overloaded themselves. District mayors repeatedly complain about too few personnel. The AfD would also like to make the consumption of marijuana illegal again. At the moment, the German legislation is schizophrenic. Pure consumption is not a punishable offense, but possession of marijuana is. With the higher fines, interior expert Voldeit is hoping for a deterrent effect, thus fewer consumers and a, quote, "domino effect," which will ultimately hit the business models of dealers, clans, and organized crime. Unknown persons stole the art piece Golden Nest from a showcase in the Fuchsburg Primary School in Biesdorf on Wednesday night. The artwork, which consists of 814 grams of fine gold, has a material value of 28,000 euros. The nest was handed over to the newly opened school on November 16th of 2018 due to the legal requirement for art in construction. As the developer of public buildings, the state is obliged to use a certain proportion of the construction funds for works of art, usually around 1% of the construction costs. In the primary school at Fuchsburg, the construction costs were 17.5 million euros. The golden nest comes from the artist Torsten Goldberg. Goldberg had sold the copyright to his work, and after 14 years, the school is allowed to melt down the nest, sell it, and buy what it needs with the proceeds. This is not the first theft of gold artwork in Berlin. A 100-kilo gold coin was stolen from the Bode Museum last year, and four suspects have been on trial since October. The investigations of the golden nest theft are ongoing and have been taken over by the Commission of Art Offenses at the State Criminal Police Office. This June, the Carnaval der Kulturen, or Carnival of Cultures, will once again show the diversity of Berlin. At the street festival, thousands of people from different cultures and nations come together to celebrate the diversity of the city. On the four festive days, Berliners and tourists can join the celebrations, dance, and be inspired. What began in 1996 as a political statement against xenophobic riots is still a festival of cosmopolitanism today. From this 7th to the 10th of June, anyone can visit the street festival grounds located around Blücherplatz in Kreuzberg. Visitors can expect theaters, bands, and interactive offerings on the stages, as well as information, crafts, and culinary offerings at more than 350 stands. Admission is free, and for a complete schedule of this year's festival, please follow the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.